Hello, this 5 minutes of Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 269. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91, you know, verse 11 and 12. Let's go together. By this time, you've been listening to this podcast. It's something you've been saying every morning. Say, for he has given his angels charge over me. I'm their charge. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Oh God, yes. Whether you are flying in the air, whether you're traveling by road, whatever you're going through in this Christmas, remember God's angels, his workers, and for said they are active workers, active living beings, active workers, indefinite number. That's what you have. And they are watching over you. You are their charge. Oh, hallelujah. So we are looking at Zacharias' encounter with the angel and how the angel spoke to him and gave him a three-point definition of what his son's ministry was going to be. John gave him the name of the son, everything, but he doubted, said, whereby shall I know? How can this be possible? How? And he began to tell them, because I'm an old man and my wife is well stricken. Yes, he said, Zachariah cannot be excused because he had precedence. Something like this has happened before. Abraham, his ancestor Abraham, was 99 years. So Zachariah, since you are a pastor, you've been reading and you know by this time you are not the one. I know that naturally, we said naturally, that there could be tough times, but if you go the natural way, that is where you suffer. But if you go God's way is his word. If you go in the way of the word, if you go, people want somebody to give them a special oil, a special bracelet, a special earring, a special towel, a special something. What are you going to use that for? It means that when this oil or this bracelet or this water, holy whatever, is not with you, what are you going to do? That is not how Christianity is. Christianity, you connect to the word. The word represents him. He is his word. His word and he and the person of Christ, they cannot be separated. He is his word. That's why I said Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone. So this was Zachariah's problem. And so we went to Romans chapter 4 and we looked at how Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Romans 4:20. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Through unbelief. So it means unbelief is what made Zacharias to stagger. And we said stagger is hesitation, is wavering. Wavering is like waves of the sea tossed to and fro. Today you're up, tomorrow you're down. So is that describing your life? Today you're up, you say, oh yes, I believe. Tomorrow you don't believe. The next day you believe. The following day you don't believe. Why are you wavering? There is something that is missing in your life when you're wavering. It is the effect of the word. The word of God is supposed, you're supposed to renew your mind with the word. I mean, I see so many believers. When you are in a church of, let's say, 1,000, you can't even count the number of who renew their mind with the word. I don't know what we're trying to do in these times. I don't know. Honestly, I don't understand what we're trying to do. Renew your mind. God says you're forgiven. You say you're not forgiven. God says he has given you eternal life. You are now asking for life. I don't understand us. I don't get it. Listen, his word, he said, through unbelief. And when you have unbelief, you stagger. You stagger. Today you're up, tomorrow you're down. But if you decide to connect to his word, and that's why I'm doing this 5 minutes with the prophetess, just 5 minutes, oh, 5 minutes, you mean you, oh, I don't know, but 5 minutes every day, 5 minutes every day, I'm teaching you the word. You'll be amazed because it's accumulation effect. Before you know it, in a month's time, your whole mind, outlook on life has changed because that is the ability of the word. And we will go into that. We will go into the ability of the word. In fact, I even do a Mixler on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Just type Prophetess Olivia Anna, A-N-N-A, after the Prophetess Anna. I mean, Olivia Anna prophetess Olivia, Anna Mister, you hear me. I have recorded versions of what the word of God is supposed to do for you. You can go to my page, Prophetess Olive. You can meet me on Facebook also. On every Thursdays, I'm there in the morning, 5 a.m. GMT. So all this is geared towards helping so that unbelief will not hold us. When the word is at its rightful place, when the word has ascendancy over us, the word grips our hearts and our mind, immediately unbelief will bow out of your life. It's amazing. For Romans 10:10, for with the heart a man believes, it's with the heart, but a lot of people are trying to believe with their minds, and that is their trouble. That is the trouble. When you will try to believe with your mind, you will stagger, but if you believe with your heart, yes, you're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.